Granny doesn't. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, as long I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, Stowell. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store, all set to demonstrate Robert's new ability. Lum is just entering. Listen.
Tommy, oh, our dog is hurt up. Get in here, Lum. What's taking you so long, anyway?
Well, I had to walk from my place over here. I couldn't fly, you know. What's all the extract man about? What was you so anxious for me to get over here?
You'll see, our doggy, you'll see.
Nothing terrible's happened, has it?
I told you that over the phone. No, this is going to be the most wonderful thing that you ever seen, Lum.
What'd you do, add up the bookkeeping books and get them to come out right for once?
Oh, no, it's even better than that. You just look out the side window there. Go on now, look out the window.
All right, I'm looking out, but I don't see nothing.
Yeah. Just keep looking now.
Wait a minute. What are you turning on that radio control box for?
Well, don't watch me. Just keep watching out the window there, Lon.
All right, buddy. Hey, wait a minute. Turn that box off. There goes Robert past the window.
Yeah, I know it.
And he's carrying off a couple of baskets of groceries. Stop him, Abner.
I don't want to stop him. This is what I called you over here to see. Robert's our new delivery boy.
Delivery boy?
That's what he is. He worked up from feed sack coder to delivery boy. Hey, wait a minute. Got to turn him around and get him headed up the street there.
Abner, you can't do this. This is crazy. That machine can't deliver no groceries. He don't know where to go.
Well, he don't need to, as long as I know. I'm his master.
Abner, push some other button of that remote control and bring Robert back here.
I ain't gonna do it, Lon. Now, first place, it'd be too big a disappointment. We've been working on this thing here for might nigh 2 days. Couldn't hardly wait till we got a chance to show it to you. Just look how he's walking up the street there. You can just tell how proud he is of himself.
Oh, that's silly. A machine can't be proud. Bring him back here before he gets out of sight, Abner.
I ain't going to do it now.
Now, listen, Abner, I don't want to have any more trouble with that thing. I had all the trouble I wanted explaining to that juvenile court yesterday at the county seat that Robert was a robot and not a human boy.
Yeah, well, you got it straightened out, didn't you?
Yeah, but it wasn't easy. He's bound and determined we was mistreating a youngin'.
Oh, Fred.
Not feeding him enough nutrition, whatever that is. I don't know what all. I finally convinced them that he was just a machine, but they said they better not hear no more bad reports about me and you. Wait a minute, who are you going to call up there?
Oh, just Aunt Charity Spears. I want to tell her the groceries on the way over there.
Abner, put down that phone and make Robert come back here right away.
Well, Lomp, let me just show you how it works one time. I know that you'll see this is the outcapness one thing you ever heard of.
I don't want to see it. In the first place, no mechanicals man can find his way over to the Spears, isn't it? In the second place...
Wait a minute. Be quiet. I think I hear a list in the receiver. Don't say nothing now. This is an awful important call. Don't want nothing to go wrong here.
Hello, Spears is residence.
Oh, who is this, Grandpap?
Yeah, who's calling and what do you want?
This is Abner, Grandpap. I want to talk to your woman, Aunt Charity.
Well, she's busy cleaning out the potato cellar. What do you want?
Oh, well, just tell her that her groceries are on the way over there and for her to be on the lookout for them.
Well, bring them in and set them on the kitchen table like you always do.
Well, listen, Grandpap, I ain't a delivering them myself. Now, you just tell her what I told you to. She'll know what it means. I've done explained to her what it's all about.
Well, what is it all about?
I ain't got time to tell you now, Grandpap. I'm expecting some important calls.
Now, listen here, Abner Peabody.
Goodbye. Take care of it. Now, if Observer Number 1 will call in, why, everything will be under control, I reckon.
What are you talking about, anyway?
You'll see. You'll see. Just keep your shirt on, son.
Now, listen, Admiral, I don't like your altitude. You're acting entire too smart.
I am smart. I know that I've got powers that I never even dreamed of before.
Now, Abner, stop talking like an idiot and bring that robot back, or I'm liable to get mad and whop you on it.
Now, you just listen to me for a minute, Lum Edwards. Your whopping days are over around here.
What's that?
If there's any whopping to be done around this store here, I'll do it myself. I'll have Robert do it for me.
Robert?
Yes, sir. That Robert can whip any 6 men you can name at one time. And I'm the fella that runs him. I, Abner Peabody. I've got complete control over Robert. So it looks like from now on, I'm going to be the feller that runs things in this store. Fact says this whole town, too, as far as that goes.
Oh, so that's it, huh?
Yes, sir, that's it, boy.
Found out how stout Robert is, and it went right straight to your head.
Well, I'm the master, Abner the Master. That's me, I'll run the whole town.
Listen, Abner the Master, ain't you never read the story about Frankenstein?
No, I don't believe I have. Never heard of him. I ain't got time for that kid stuff, man.
Well, you better take time and read that.
Yeah, might do it if I ever get time. Gonna be a pretty busy man here. Running the store, running the whole town, everything. Of course, long as I'm having Robert do all extra work, I ought to have some spare time on my hands, I reckon. What'd you say the name of that store? Wait a minute. Must be number one calling. Hello? Operations base. Captain Peabody doing the talking.
Hello, Lieutenant Corporal Cedric to Captain Peabody.
Captain Peabody from Corporal Cedric. Over to you.
Over to me. Robert now approaching corner at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, check.
Turn Robert direct west.
Direct west, check.
Ceiling zero.
Ceiling zero.
Robert now at corner. Turn him fast.
Roger.
Roger.
Watch out, Mom. Get out of the way of that remote control box there. Let me get to that thing. That ought to do it now. Direct west. See how good this thing's working out, Lon?
Well, one too good.
Ain't this the outdoingest thing you ever seen?
Well, where in the world did you get all that talk? That ceiling zero and Roger and all that stuff.
Oh, mostly from Smiling Captain Stalwart.
Smiling Captain who?
Stalwart. Smiling Captain Stalwart. Well,
who in the world is he?
Oh, he's in the comic books. Cedric follows him every week.
Follows him?
Yeah, read what they got in there about him. It's pretty interesting, too. Though with that Captain Stalwart gets yourself mixed up in more trouble than any one human I know of.
Well, if you've got time to read that stuff, you ought to read that story about Frankenstein. That'll give you an idea of what you're heading for if you ain't careful.
See, observer number two ought to be calling in about now here.
This fella called Frankenstein built himself a robot, something like Robert, and he had a lot of big ideas what he was going to do with it, but finally the robot got out of hand and was the ruination of Frankenstein.
Well, he just more like he never knowed how to run him right. Nothing like that ain't never going to happen to me, because I know what I'm doing. My dog is, wait a minute. That must be number two there right now. Hello, control tower. Captain Peabody controlling.
Major Cedric to control tower. Boy, am I out of breath.
What's your language there, Major Cedric?
Well, doggone, that's hard work running from one house to another in this way.
Just give your report, Major. Over to you.
Over to me. Robert now approaching target.
Roger.
Still on beam, but having lots of snafu.
Well, what's the trouble, Major?
Oh, Charlie Redfield's dog's following Robert, barking his head off.
Yeah, well, that don't matter. Just tell me when to turn Robert into the Spears' yard there.
Well, he's practical there right now. Request landing instructions.
Consider him done landing.
Roger.
Roger. All right, here we go, Robert, old boy. See, now, that'll turn you in the gate there. I'll give you about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps, and then stop them. There. Yeah, that charity ought to be out there taking her basket of groceries off your arm about now, old boy. You ever seen anything slicker than that in your whole life, huh?
I think Granny's that is something.
Why, sure it is.
Well, where does he go now?
Next stop is Barton's place.
Let me work that thing once.
Well, I don't know where you can catch on to it or not, Lum. See, now what you got to do first now is turn him around to get him out of the yard. Now, right there, that's the gadget that does that.
Isn't here.
Yeah, Aunt Charity's had enough time to take her groceries off his arm, I reckon. So go ahead, turn him around.
All right. Did that do it?
Yeah, that's it. Now make him go forward. Right there, that thing there. That's right. Now for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps. Now that puts him back on the road.
Yeah. And now what do I do?
I'll turn him to the left with this thing here. Turn it right there. Let him go now.
Oh, I'll be dead, Blaine. So what do we have to do next?
Nothing. Just wait till operator number three calls in and give us the instruction.
Who's operator number three?
That's Colonel Cedric.
Well, I thought he's number two. Heard you mention his name there.
Well, not exactly. That was Major Cedric, see. Number three is Colonel Cedric. Number one was Lieutenant Corporal Cedric.
Oh. Well, what does he do? Run ahead of Robert and rush into somebody's house and call up?
We don't call them houses, Mom. They're observation posts. That way, Mitch, there's number three right now. Hello, Smalling, Captain Peabody talking.
Colonel Cedric to Captain Peabody. Cargo discharged at Spears's, but snafu's happened again.
What's the trouble this time, Colonel?
Well, you turned Robert around so quick he bumped into Mr. Grandpap and caught his arm in Mr. Grandpap's suspenders, and he dragged him down the street.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll stop him right away.
Well, better not do that, Captain, because Mr. Grandpap's yelling that if he ever gets loose, he's going to take the chopping axe after Robert.
Oh.
Better let him drag him till he gets too weak to do it. Roger.
Roger.